Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon at Future No Dad 24.
This your boy Sam at More Life One.
Let's get it. Put it up.
The type of people made the club before. Many a day has passed. What's up, Sam, man? It's UF Hate Week, man. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, man, let's get it. So I guess before we dive into UF Hate Week, I guess we gotta talk about what's happening with UF. So for those of y'all who have not been living under a rock, you know that Dan Mullen was relieved of duties, was asked if he wanted to coach this last game. He politely declined, which is a move right out of my playbook, because you're not going to find me and then tell me to still work. I'll get into that one in a minute. So what were your thoughts, I guess, on them firing Dan Mullen?
I mean, I'm pretty clear. Like, if your school has opportunity to win national championships, and in 4 to 5 years, it doesn't seem like you're not moving in that way where you can win national championships at a school like Florida, Florida State, Alabama, Auburn, LSU, Georgia, USC, Ohio State. Like, if you ain't moving that way, then I think you need to be fired, especially if you're not bringing in the type of recruiting classes that says that you're gonna eventually, do it. You know what I'm saying?
So what about 3 years?
What you mean?
He was only there 3 years.
He was there 4 years.
Didn't he get the job the same time?
Yeah,
as Mike.
No, he got hired with
Willie. The year before Mike?
He got hired with Willie. He's still at 17.
That's right. He got hired with Willie. Okay.
Yeah, he got hired with Willie. So he got there at 17.
That's right, because he done been to three. Yeah, because this is, okay, 3 years. 3 years. This is his fourth year. That's what I'm, okay. So 3 years,
fourth year.
Right. So, he's been to New Year's Six Bowls every single year. He does not have, I mean, again, they're not terrible recruiting classes. They're not Florida standard.
I mean, okay, so
this year's recruiting class is terrible.
Okay, so when you evaluate a head coach, right? What elements do you look at when you're evaluating a head coach?
Wins, man. Winning an organization. Again,
okay,
like
so my thing is, in my opinion, you should evaluate your coach. Winning, organizational, recruiting.
Yeah, right. For college football, recruiting is definitely a big key. But see, I think you can fix the recruiter. Because recruit, man, here's the thing, right? Do we think that Mike is a great recruiter? No. But what has happened is there's a lot of off-field people who are now assisting him. We've talked about Bartow, and we've talked about others who have absolutely helped him increase his ability as a recruiter. You can add the guy, Tim Brewster, were guys, and you can find others like Tim who add to your profile as a recruiter, in my opinion. So when I say, so recruiting, yeah, you need to be a good recruiter, but I think if you got the behind the scenes done and you're working the behind the scenes the way the behind the scenes need to be work, that'd be a great.
So how long did he need to do that? How long does that take for him to do? Because he's been there 4 years. So when he
if he's been miserable for 4 years, then I feel you. But okay. the dude has played in New Year's Six Bowls. If I'm Florida State and you tell me Mike is going to be in New Year's Six Bowls for the next 3 years, I'm going to say, man, good. Now I want you to get over that hump, but I'm definitely not looking at him like, yo, he need to be on the hot seat.
If Mike is piecing his roster together through the transfer portal, recruiting in the 30s,
which he is now,
the 40s, recruiting in the 40s, the 30s, barely top 10.
He was only in 30s and 40s this year.
I'm going to look at that and say, okay, this guy probably not going to get me where I need to go at. I mean, you
can I think they didn't like Dan Mullen, and therefore they fired him. I don't think it's as simple as...
Well, yeah, you don't like the guy. I mean, that's what all this comes down to, is liking people and not liking people. I mean, it's funny to me because we Florida State fans.
Right.
And we have this whole notion of, with coaches, people need to be patient with these coaches and have all this, like, and I'm like, dude, we just fired a guy in 21 games. Like,
I don't think we need to be patient with coaches. Again, Willie was an absolute disaster. They looked bad game one, they looked bad game 21. So you can make the argument. But if had Willie in that first season matched Dan and continue the bowl streak and going to a New Year's Six Bowl, I don't care what happens and how dysfunctional they were behind the scenes.
But he would have recruited better than Dan. Dan doesn't.
He would have. I agree with you.
Roster management is the most important part of college football. It is the most important. It's the lifeblood of your program. If you don't want to do that one particular thing, if that one particular thing you have a problem with, then that tells me, okay, a 6-loss season, that's not going to be some like blip on the radar. That's going to be something that's going to happen every couple of years. When you don't hit in the transfer portal, we need to get ready to look for 6 losses. Because my thing is, when you recruit well, you raise the floor up of what your program is as far as winning and losing. So if you recruit well, if you go recruit Dalvin Cook, you stage off that 6-loss, 7-win season. You still get your 9-10 wins, even though you might have deficiency. If you go recruit Jalen Ramsey, he's worth 2 to 3 extra wins a season. But if you're telling me I'm going to scheme up every yard, okay, that's a problem. Because now when injuries happen, now your roster's kind of gutted, and now you're losing a lot of games. It's like people keep saying, my thing is this, Mullen got there, he had an opportunity to evaluate and say, man, you know what? Kirby guy is getting a lot of the big-time players.
Right.
I need to go get some guys to get me some big-time players. He had 3 years to hire. He could have hired Ryan Bartow. You don't think Florida would outbid a Florida State for Ryan Bartow?
Yeah.
Kenyatta Watson? You don't think they would outbid it for that? Of course. But he had no desire to do that stuff. And I think with Dan, is a good football coach. I think that's what I mean.
Okay. I think it's hard to tell me you're going to fire good football coaches. If me and you agree that he's a good football coach, it's hard for me to say I'm going to do that. No, they don't.
Doug Marone to me was a good football coach.
Doug Marone was not a good football coach.
Okay.
Doug Marone was slightly better than Urban Meyer.
Okay, I think Doug Marone's a good football coach.
Doug Marone's a good offensive line coach.
Okay, well, we will agree that we disagree on that. I think it's a lot of coaches that be good coaches, but it's like if you can't do the things that bring everything together and win games, you probably do need to be fired. Like I say this, Florida State hired Jimbo Fisher.
Yep,
Jimbo Fisher went in, hired a bunch of recruiters on his staff. Offensively, mm-hmm. hired a bunch of recruiters. He understood the value of getting players. So even if Jimbo won 10 games, then came back that next year and won 9, people still was like, you know what? But look at that recruiting class he about to bring in here. That's gonna be the difference. That is not waiting in the wings in Gainesville. It never was. And we kept clowning that and kept making jokes about it because we kept saying, yeah, y'all winning, but y'all really ain't got the dogs like that. Y'all really ain't built like that. Y'all just kind of scheming up, winning a couple games here and there. And I kept saying, I think I said when 1010XL had said something about Florida State is closer to Tennessee, and I was like, y'all closer to us. I'm like, y'all know we're closer to winning the national championship than what we are. You know what I'm saying?
But see, Florida fans disrespect Florida State fans just because it's the thing to do.
Well, but I'm saying, though, but when I told him that, I was telling him that purely based on their roster. I can look at your roster and see that you don't have
the talent to
10. You don't have 10 difference makers on your roster. You know what I'm saying? You got 2.
Right, but what we both thought at the beginning of the season, right, or what you thought at the beginning of the season, because I didn't. Because I didn't think neither one of these quarterbacks was as good as everybody kept telling me they were. Mm-hmm. So what you thought at the beginning of the season was he was going to be able to get them to a New Year's Six Bowl again because he was going to scheme up the X's and O's. Mm-hmm. The only reason why he didn't scheme up the X's and O's because everybody pissed that man off and he was basically like, forget it. I don't care. I don't want to do this no more.
Well, that's another problem though, right?
I mean, that's a big problem.
That's another reason why you fire him. And that's another reason why you get rid of his ass.
Again, I think... Yes, I agree with you, right? It's the same thing, but Jimbo left on his own. if he had came in there and said, yo, listen, we need to reevaluate something. If they came to him and said, hey, man, what happened this year is unacceptable. We can't deal with this no more. But right. We believe in you, so on and so forth. And I think you got to look at it, hear him out and give him an opportunity to fix some of the deficiencies because he is a very good coach.
I shouldn't have to come to my head coach
you
and tell him
but
to
they did
recruit.
That, but you know
I can't
they did?
Come to him and say, hey,
they
man.
They did that with Brian Kelly.
I can't say, hey, Dan, I need you to recruit. Like that is the number one priority is for you to get players in here.
Notre Dame shouldn't have had to do that with Brian Kelly, but they did it.
Brian Kelly was recruiting well at Notre Dame. Brian Kelly had a personality problem.
And that's what I see.
Jimbo had a personality problem.
They both, and I agree with both had.
But they were still
problems.
Getting players in though. They were still getting players. They had. My
so your thing,
thing is
he got fired. He didn't get fired for the personality. He got fired because he was not recruited.
He got fired because they knew, no matter how long they kept him, they were gonna get their shit kicked in by Georgia, Alabama, anybody else that recruits at that top level. Even Texas A&M. You got Texas A&M now is out recruiting the University of Florida. I mean, that's a problem. Like you,
Texas A&M out recruiting the University of Florida is not a problem. Texas A&M
yes,
it
has, is. Texas that A&M, is a problem. Not it's when Texas you got A&M.
Not when you got Jimbo Fisher, man. Though.
That's, okay, Jimbo but then Fisher you need is to go, a cheat code. But then you need to go you find that. You a Jimbo Fisher then. Like, you have plenty of money. You've won national championships.
Okay.
Go which find a good coach.
Which like, leads me to the next point. Is Billy Napier the guy you're going to tell me is replacing Dan Mullen? Because Dan Mullen, I believe, is a good coach. We don't know shit about Billy Napier, except for the fact he coached Razor Cajun and he does a good job doing that. We don't know. And yes, he's been on some good staffs and so on and so forth. But right. We don't know anything about this man. So to tell me that you're going to replace this good coach with this unknown coach, you miss me with that one. That's been my argument the whole time. I don't care whether or not you fired Dan Mullen. I don't care. He was a good coach. He beat us. He beat us the last 3 years and it's been pretty easy doing it, right? We'll get to that, but I think it's gonna be different this year because of all the turmoil and so on and so forth. However, if you tell me that you're replacing this good coach with this unknown coach, I'm saying, I don't know about that. If you told me you were replacing this man with Jimbo Fisher or with Brian Kelly or with hell Urban Meyer, you can bring Urban Meyer back. You told me you was doing that. I say shit, man. You got to get rid of Dan Mullen. But if you tell me that everybody's supposed to be hyped because you're bringing in Billy Napier,
I mean, who said they're hype about it?
Have you not seen the Florida message board? Because them dudes hype.
Well, I'm gonna say this right here. Everybody get hype about their hire. I mean, FSU fans was hype about a guy that never recruited the state of Florida, that coached at Arizona State, and coached at
we Denver. Wasn't. I'm we talking about everybody. But, saying,
but fans
you better
do
them,
that.
Them 4 and 5 hour.
But fans do that though. Spaces fans, on Twitter. If you gave us a space when Mike Norvell started, people still doing it. Look how much we jump for joy, for every time the team don't jump off sides. Every time they chew bubble gum all together. Like we jump for joy for every little thing. Like oh my god, dude, they just won the last 5 out of 6 games. They started 0-4, but hey, now they're winning games. So I mean, people are gonna jump for joy for their favorite team. I mean, that's just what people do. I mean, I look at it like this: if you Florida, every coach you hire has been to a New Year's Six Bowl. Jim McElwain, Will Muschamp. Dan Mullen.
Jim McElwain didn't go to New Year's Six Bowl.
Pretty sure Jim McElwain played in 2 SEC championship games and went to 1 New Year's Six Bowl. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, he won 10 games and he went to the SEC championship. The odds are the next coach, before they fire him in 4 years or 5 years, he's going to go to the SEC championship game and he's probably going to play in a New Year's Six Bowl. That's just
that means he's going to have to out recruit and out scheme Georgia.
He's going to have to out recruit. Yes, he's going to have to out recruit Georgia. Well, he don't have that. Well, yeah.
And Billy Napier.
He got to at least get in the neighborhood with Georgia. He ain't got to out recruit.
Napier is that guy.
So let me say this. Let's say Billy Napier saying, you know what? I'm at Florida now. I want to get some big dogs on my staff. Okay, let me go through my Alabama Rolodex. You know who
he
don't?
Hold on. From Bama?
Hold on, let me stop. Can I finish?
No, go ahead. Thank you.
So he go down his roller. So Billy Napier go down his Rolodex and say, let me call somebody I know can coach defense. Alabama guy I coach with. Let me hire Jeremy Pruitt. Okay, let me go back down my Rolodex. Let me go back down my Rolodex.
I'm taking off my headset.
I'm going to call somebody from Alabama again. Let me hire Derrick Ainsley. He know how to recruit the South. So if I get Derek Ainsley, my DB coach, Jermaine Pruitt is my defensive coordinator.
Why not get Ed Orgeron to coach the offensive line?
I mean, it is possible.
Grab, what's the boy? You know what I mean? Go and grab. What's brother from Kansas City?
But I'm saying though, he does have the connection to call plays.
But I'm saying though, he does have the connection
that he know these people.
Everybody got connections.
No, not everybody. Well, we didn't hire everybody. We must have been outside of everybody.
We would be in chiefs.
Okay.
That's a different story. What I'm saying is, you got connections.
So my thing is,
they gonna leave their current cushy job and the stuff that they got.
Pruitt don't have a job.
But Pruitt can get a job.
He's a QC right now at the Giants.
Pruitt can get a job. Pruitt is going to be up.
He can get a job at Florida. Get a job in Florida.
You think Pruitt wanted after coaching?
I'm not saying he's gonna do that. I'm just saying if you're Florida, you look at that guy and say, okay, this guy has been connected to a lot of good coaches. He can call coaches and be on his staff.
If you tell me they get Jerry Pruitt, it changed my whole outlook on all this.
Well, I mean, but you already decided that you don't like him.
No. I've decided that the staff that you believe they putting together,
I didn't say they're gonna put that staff together. I'm saying, let's say if you're Florida administration, you hire a guy with connections in the South. You hire a guy that got a lot of hope and wishes. Every hire is hope and wishes. Do you see what we just did at Florida State? Like, we literally hired a guy from Arizona State with the most experience he had in Big Ten college football.
And we didn't agree with that.
Okay. So I'm saying.
So why would I all of a sudden jump on board with Florida?
I would much rather have a guy that got experience at Bama. The experience at Clemson and that got connections with coaches that's been on that Saban tree, than to be having a guy that got the what's the guy Graham? What tree is he off of? Malzahn tree? I don't know what tree he off of. But anyway, all I'm saying is, my thing is this: if you're a big time organization that's built to win championships, and you think you can build to win championships, you go hire the best possible coach you think you can. Now, I don't think that I don't know if Florida can go hire. Everybody always throw these big names out there when coaching jobs come open, right?
If I'm Florida, I think I should be able to go pull whatever the biggest name is. Okay, I should be able to go get James Franklin from Penn State because I'm in Florida.
But how many times do you see coaches from big time Power Five jobs leave one big time Power Five job to the next big time Power Five job? I can think of Jimbo. And other than Jimbo, I can't even come up with somebody else. Maybe how often do those big time jobs come open though?
You know what I'm saying? Like you got to think about it. Ohio State. That was a pass down, right? Texas is weird because Texas can't seem to get it right. But what I'm saying is when Florida opens up, Florida should be able to go and cherry pick whoever they want. Like that's the type of respect.
I don't think that.
I believe Florida should be able to make a call to any coach they want outside of Texas A&M, Florida State, you can get Miami's if they were good. But Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma.
You're not gonna hire a proven coach that's winning a national championship. That's hard to find.
But you can find somebody who's right on the cusp. You can get the coach from Illinois. Who? You can get the coach from Illinois.
What are you talking about?
I'm not saying Brett Bielema is a good coach, bro. What I'm saying is, find out who that guy, find out who that team is. You can go get Cincinnati coach.
Luke Fickell? Do Luke Fickell want that job? I think Luke Fickell's a Midwest guy. And do you want a guy from the Midwest? Do you want a guy from the South?
I know Luke Fickell just got Cincinnati in the top five.
Okay, but do you want a guy that got connections in the South?
Luke Fickell finna get the news in the playoffs. If I'm Florida, I can get Luke Fickell. If you told me they were replacing with Luke Fickell, then now I say something different. Okay, now you're making moves. I see that. That is a legit program who he has taken way above where Cincinnati's supposed to be at. Cincinnati in the top four right now. So at this point, you tell me you get to that point. Oh, okay. Well, now I'm going to look at you a little different. I'm going to look at the conversation a little different.
My thing is, why are you so concerned about being a Napier? Why does that bother you so much?
Because it seems stupid.
Why does that seem like that? Don't seem
because it seems that it's, you know why? It's the same thing that we did with Mike Norvell. No, it's not the same, but it is. You're hiring Mike Norvell or you're hiring Willie Taggart. No. You're hiring a guy with very limited experience. In Willie's case, he got more experience than Billy Napier.
You're hiring
an unproven talent to a to the University of Florida or Florida State, and basically saying, let's hope he puts the pieces around him in order to be great, as opposed to saying, I'm Florida or Florida State. I can cherry pick the coach that I want.
I don't think
that's my problem with Napier. That's the only problem. Not that he may turn out to be successful.
I think every school believe they can cherry pick the coach they want, and that's not true.
Oh, see, I think it's not true.
I don't think there's a lot of schools that can cherry pick. I mean, we're gonna see what's gonna happen with his USC job, and Florida have done this every year where they, you know, don't normally get the guy they really want. It's a reason for that. You know what I'm saying? I think that at the end of the day, I don't know if they're going to hire Billy Napier. That's the first thing. I don't know if they're going to hire the man. They may hire the man. They may not hire the man. I don't think it's a bad hire because I like Billy Napier. I think he's a damn good recruiter. I think he got he's been hired by Nick Saban. Hell, he was hired by Jimbo before he left after a week. So I just think that at the end of the day, I think people, he's well thought of. I mean, he may not be Urban Meyer. He may not be Dan Mullen, but he might recruit good enough where he win 10 games because he recruit good enough.
But you just said 10 games ain't good enough.
Well, if he do it for 4 years and never go, and never challenge Georgia,
then they're gonna get his ass right on out of
there. Then he need to get his ass up out of there. That some people actually aspire to win national championships. That's what I can try to tell Florida State fans. Some people actually want to win something and not just be. Some people want to do more than have Boy Scouts and win participation awards. Some people actually want to win national championships. Like they want to go recruit the best of the best. They want to win. They want to beat their rivals. They want to win 10 games, 11 games, 12 games, win that championship. They don't. Every team, every organization is not going to celebrate guys working hard or guys trying hard. Like some people actually want tangible fucking results. You know what I'm saying?
Those y'all listen. These are all shots.
I want the people that believe. Yeah, good on you. Go hire you a coach and that you believe can win a national championship. And if he don't do the shit and you pay him $6 million, $5 million, $7 million, get his ass out of there in 4 years, go get somebody else. Like, good on you. I can't get mad at LSU. Cause
I love it.
Because every coach they hire win a championship. I don't get mad at Auburn. You know why? Every coach they hire ends up in the fucking – that's championship game. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
no, I'm not mad at Auburn for what they do. And they all compete for championships. I agree with
that's
you.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not mad at it either. I'm just saying, I'm with you. I'm with everybody. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you.
I'm just saying. Why are we so sensitive about this? Like, people keep saying, well, Florida, they just recycle, run through all these coaches.
Oh, I don't care. See, yeah. Bro. See, that I don't care about.
What are we doing? It ain't my money. Yeah. It ain't my damn money.
Okay, so for those of y'all who are new to the program, this is your first time listening. This is a Florida State podcast. This is a Florida State podcast. We're continuing a conversation that we had on Twitter and on the phone last night. Listen, that we decided to bring to the podcast, man. But listen, click the subscribe button, man. Where's that little link? Yeah, click that. Click the subscribe button, man. Rate, review. We everywhere, you know, all the good stuff or whatever it is, man. If y'all found us, then, you know, keep finding us and keep supporting, man. And I promise we're going to get to this Florida State game, but I honestly don't think it's going to be that much really to even really talk about. But anyway, what I'm saying is I'm with you. Fire the coaches. Fire all the coaches in that they ain't winning at every program, right?
Cool. 4 years, my thing is
if you're not – no, I'm with you. If you're not winning –
go ahead. Yeah.
You got to go. Yeah. If you're not winning, you got to go. I'm with you on that one. If you don't see the vision, hell, do it after 2 years like you did, Willie. We don't see where you headed. We move right in different directions. You got to go. Cool, right? Like, it's cool. It ain't my money. If y'all can come up with it, cool, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying you don't replace good coaches or you don't replace coaches, period, to be the same or worse. And If I'm giving you $6 million to go away.
Let me tell you something,
$20 million
Brandon. Let me say something, Brandon.
I
said
I want to get as close to the surest thing possible because I ain't in the business of just throwing away $20 million every other.
What you're saying, I say on the timeline, and people hate that. See, I say stuff like you should fire a coach and be the same or worse, and people be like, "Oh, here you go with your shit."
But that's true. Who fires their coach to be the same? Like, nobody doing that. That don't even make no sense. Like, I'm a fire the coach and then end up in a worse record. No, that dude got to go too. Now, things can be different. There's nuance.
But this is a money thing, right? This is a money thing. And this is why Florida State fans, like, as our fandom takes us to this place, right? Mm-hmm. Because somebody told me, I said Florida top five job, in my opinion. And that may not be true to everybody, right? Okay, I'm not Earl people. People keep telling me, they're not a better job than Texas. They're not a better job than Auburn. I'm like, what the fuck has Texas ever won? Texas won one national championship with one quarterback. If that's a great job, why don't they win more? I mean, when you telling me, I think at the University of Florida and the Florida State, I think that you can win national championships and compete for those every 3 to 4 years.
Because of where you're located, right?
Right, like because of location. Yeah. So if you tell it, so my thing is this. If Florida is in the SEC, they get almost $30 million a year, right? And you got that the big boosters that you have at Florida, right? They'll get you whatever you want, all right? I can't have you telling me, I'll get the recruiting when I want to get there. We beat Georgia last year. Don't worry about it. We'll find a way to do it in a couple more years. And I'll play this quarterback when I'll do this and I'll do, you know, and it's like, we'll evaluate in the offseason. Nah, bro, you don't have enough urgency to be here because the urgency that we have with the money is we should be competing. Everything should be climbing. Everything should be moving up, 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 and up. Like, I mean, I ain't saying go win that championship every 3 years. I ain't saying go win a national championship. I'm saying compete. That's all I'm saying.
And in my opinion, except for this year, he was competing.
He wasn't. He wasn't close last year, man. They had an all-world offense. They had great players on that offense. Guess what? They lost 4 games. They got beat by A&M. They got beat by LSU. They got beat by Alabama. But you're Florida. You trying to tell me you can't beat a down LSU team?
It's one of those matchups, man. LSU is just a bad matchup for Florida, bro.
Find me a coach that can make it a good matchup.
I feel you. But I feel like the best Florida team seem to lose to LSU every year. Florida will have their best team ever and for some reason struggle every year. You know what? And maybe it's just because it's equal. I don't know. But you got to think about it. Texas A&M got Jimbo Fisher. Hell of a coach, also recruiting better. Alabama, the standard. Who else you say? Georgia is Georgia. And who's also going to win that championship this year, who's recruiting and also has a good staff, who is basically Alabama. Now, I mean, it's hard for me to look at it and say Florida ain't competing. No, they not there yet.
Lost four games. That's one of his best teams. That's one of the best teams he put together.
I agree with you.
Lost four games. They're not close.
He didn't lose to the – like, again, this year was bad. Now, he did take a 2-month vacation in the summer. I can't argue that. Yeah. It's hard to argue when you take it. I don't know anything about Dan Mullen. If Dan Mullen took a 2-month vacation in the summer,
he needed to go.
Then we're not arguing this no more.
I'm going to tell you something right now, man. Dan
Mullen took a 2-month vacation.
Let's say Norvell win 7 games next year, right?
Norvell wins 7 games next year. I'm calling for his head. I keep telling you.
Hold on. He wins 7 games next year. Then he followed up with 8 wins. Then he followed up with another 8 wins.
Well, see, that's mediocre. That's not mediocre.
Then he followed up with another 8 wins.
No, see, those ain't competing. Those are mediocre numbers. Like, right. 7 wins. After you've given me a 3-win season and a 6-win season, you can't then decide, like, next year, you better be at 8. Like, 8 pushing 9. And all of those, you know what I mean? Like, you got to – in other words, when I look at that schedule next year, I'm going to be rattling off wins. It ain't going to be too many losses. I'm going to say Florida got a new coach. You beat Miami last year. Wake Forest is back to earth. That's 3 wins right there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be looking at it and I'm saying 8 wins. Like, his floor should be 8, and he should be pushing for an ACC championship. Not to mention the class that I believe he's coming in with, that like this class that he's recruiting. I get it. It ain't all talk. But like, he's bringing in some day one difference-making starters at a lot of key positions. So if we're at Mike, if Mike Norvell comes in next year and he is less than eight, then I'm at a point where I'm saying you are now underachieving. So I don't give a shit what you do the following year, because not unless you're telling me he in the playoffs, he like at eight wins. I mean, if he's under eight, that's a disappointing season, because now you got a quarterback who's good, who you know, you got running backs who are good. You now have special talent on your defensive secondary in Travis Hunter. You got special talent on your offensive line and guys we think we're going to get. And you have a staff that has been together for 3 years straight. Mm-hmm. At this present moment, why would we not? Why would it not get the eight wins? Based on what you bring it back and where you be at. So if we get to eight wins next year, we had seven wins next year, then fourth year? Yeah, mm-hmm. He's Dan Mullen. Got to go.
Okay. All right.
Because at this point, I'm not sure you're the right guy to take us to the, because now at that point, you can't even argue, because where would, okay, so again, we all seen the list of who we think they're going to get, right? Where do we believe this class go? Where would this class, if they finish out with all the guys we think they're going to get, where does that class rank?
It's going to be a number 10, number 9 class.
10 or 9?
I don't think they're getting Marvin Jones Jr.
Oh, okay.
I think they're getting Armello. I think they're going to get Armello.
I think they're getting Armello, and I think they're getting Jones Jr. Those are two five-stars. That pushes you past 9. I think
if you get both of those, yeah, that'll push you, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The thing with
Marvin Jones Jr. is, if he was covered because his daddy and the legacy thing, if that was the reason why he wanted to come, then what is he waiting on?
Yeah, see, but
you know what I'm saying? Like, no, you've been to several visits. What are you waiting on?
Well, again, you know me, I'm not a recruiter. I can only go based on the things that we've heard from other people who are the recruiting experts. And basically what they were told was he was looking for proof of concept.
And so he hasn't seen that? Because he's been to the Miami game.
He hadn't up until the Miami game. Because we talked about it. The Miami game was the first time we've seen proof of concept.
So what does he wait on?
Showboat, man. You know these kids. I can't understand 18-year-olds.
If he's coming, all I'm saying is
I got a 6-year-old.
I'm just saying, if he was coming, I think.
He waiting. He sub-tweeting. He posting eye emojis with other dudes. He's doing what kids do. So, okay. I can't say he not coming because he ain't committed yet. I can't say that. So, okay.
I hope he come. I want him to come. I hope he come. I'm just saying. As his recruitment goes on, I'm looking like, what we waiting on? You know what I'm saying? Like, Armello coming because I think LSU, with all the uncertainty at LSU and some other places, I think that we should get him. We're going to get him. I think we are going to get him. So I feel good about that. You know what I'm saying? Earl Little.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Earl Little thing, I feel like if we got Earl Little, I feel like we probably would get Marvin Jones Jr. So I don't know what's going to happen with Bama as far as that. Like, I don't know what's going to happen with that. So it's kind of up in the air. You know what I'm saying? But I think the battle really with Marvin Jones Jr., it's really with Alabama, Georgia. That's just what I think.
See, I think it's Alabama, Florida State.
All right.
I think his heart wants to come to Florida State, but I think the business side of being is saying.
I think Kirby was GA at Florida State. I think Kirby and Marvin Jones Sr. know each other pretty well. I think they have a tight relationship.
Right. So
I think that's a little.
Okay.
I think it's a lot of that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying that Florida State haven't done a good job recruiting. I think they have done a good job recruiting them.
No, I agree.
Think that if you know somebody else a lot longer, that has a lot longer track record than the other coach, and you look at it and be like, well.
But if you look at that same situation.
Can I trust Kirby to develop my son, or should I trust?
Oh, see, I don't think it's up to Marvin. I don't think it's up to Shade Tree. In my opinion, I think this is strictly a son's decision. I think if it was up to Shade Tree, he'd have been committed to Florida State. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. Okay. I think these players do a lot of talking on Twitter, but they say a lot of stuff behind the scenes that don't.
I didn't do the crystal balls for him, but I think some people have, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, but I think, I don't know, man. Let's get to the Florida thing so we can get off of here. 417. Okay.
All right, let's do it. Before we move on, man, listen, like, rate, review. If you have not clicked the like button on this episode, man, click the like button. If you have not clicked the subscribe button, please click the subscribe button. Like, we see the numbers and we get a lot of views, but people ain't hitting that subscribe button. So make sure y'all hit that subscribe button, man. So Florida State, Florida, man. And it's funny how this game is really going to play out, because early on in the season, I think me and you both would have said this is an easy win for Florida. Mm-hmm. That's an L. This is a guaranteed L.
Right.
Now, I'm honestly not sure what quarterback is going to start. I don't think either one of them are very good passers. And our defensive line is the absolute truth.
Right.
So they're going to rattle whoever it is they're going up against. I don't care which either one it is. I'm talking about like Georgia defensive line, you know, level or whatever. I think they're not too far behind Georgia defensive line. We saw what Georgia was able to do when it came to disrupting, you know, Anthony Richardson, if he's the starter. So in my opinion, I think it creates for a very tough day in Gainesville for the Gators. I keep trying to figure out. First, I was trying to figure out ways. I'm trying to figure out ways for them to lose. You know what I'm saying? Like, Florida's defense don't really tackle. They haven't tackled well, or even had a desire to tackle since Mullen's been there. That's always been their problem. Those guys don't tackle. They don't believe in defense. Whatever, right? They're not gonna all of a sudden decide they're tackling this week. Teams can run over. That's what we want to do. We want to pound the football. We want to run. They don't do well with mobile quarterbacks. Same thing.
Yeah.
I think all the strengths that Florida State has plays really well into Florida's weaknesses. Not to mention, you got a coaching change and a whole lot of quit.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of quit. So this is the one thing I would say that doesn't bode well for us. I don't think Darius Washington is going to play in the game.
They said he was well, but we'll see.
Yeah, so I don't think he's going to actually play. And if he don't play, man, we really don't have a backup left tackle. So we're going to see about the Darius Washington thing. If he play, I think we win. If he don't play, I think it's a lot closer. Like, I think if he play, we win going away. But if he don't play, then I don't know. So I do think they still win. I think they win, because I think it could become a defensive game, and I think we'll win a defensive game, because I think Florida defense is more liable to break than what our defense is, honestly. I'm curious how well Florida play. I don't think they're gonna play as bad as everybody thinks. I do think it's a rivalry game. You are on TV. You know, I don't know. I think if you're gonna get them to quit, you gotta put points up on them early.
But so that's our game plan, though. That's kind of
if you can get the 17 zip early, 14 zip early, it's probably game. But if you can't move the football like that against them, like as far as they defensive line start playing just as good as our defensive line, they start taking over the game, and they get into like a 7-7 game, a 10-7 game, 10-3 game, I think they're going to stay engaged. You know what I'm saying?
If we can't move the ball against this Florida defense.
They played pretty good last week against Missouri.
Missouri ain't got nothing.
Brandon, y'all be saying don't nobody have that.
What Missouri got? What Missouri got?
I'm just saying, man, y'all be killing me with that. Y'all be acting like. Y'all be killing me with that.
What Missouri? You watched that game. Did you watch the game? Did you look at Missouri and be like, boy, they got a strong offense?
It was Florida's defense is holding them together. 13-13. Missouri defense pretty good.
No. I'm not talking about I'm talking about Missouri's offense versus Florida defense. Did you look and say, boy, if it wasn't for Florida's defense is really shutting down Missouri's offense, or was it Missouri's offense is just not that great?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think Florida got a good defensive line. Florida got a pretty good defensive line. Okay, a pretty good
defensive line. Yes, they don't have linebackers. Yes, they do.
They got good players. I mean, they played with Bama toe to toe for like four quarters. I mean, they do have good players. It's about them getting up for it. Do they get up for it? That's what we can't judge. We can't judge they're going to get up for the game.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I do get a feeling that we're going to beat them and beat them bad. But then
that's what I mean. Like,
then the Darius, The Darius Washington thing kind of changes that for me, because if you telling me that he may not play,
they say he had a good practice yesterday, or he was back at practice yesterday, and he practiced again today. I don't see why, unless he has a setback. I think.
Well, then if he play, and if the guards play, if the Lions is healthy and they play, I think we kind of win going away. That's what I think.
That's my opinion. I don't, it's hard, man. Unless you're telling me it, unless there's a huge talent disparity, Florida's that much more talented than us.
And I do think it'd be easier for them to give up if they was in our stadium.
That's true.
If they was in our stadium, it'd be a lot easier for them just to give in and
give
up.
Yeah, but but the Florida fans ain't even engaged. I mean, you look at the ticket sales and everything, that's going to be it going to be 60-40 in the swamp.
I don't think it'd be 60-40. You think Florida State playing going to that shit?
Okay. I'm telling you, I think Florida State fans are going.
Yeah.
I think, again, Florida State is sold. They take an allotment. Gator fans are selling Florida State fans. They take because they don't care. Like, this is not the typical Florida State Florida game, in my opinion. There's nothing on the line but a bowl game.
The Big Three is
they've already fired their coach. You're going to get those loyal Florida fans, but honestly, man.
Yeah, and the Big Three trash, man. These games, they don't mean as much because the Big Three so bad.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. Right. Yeah. So if you don't tell me you got that fire, passionate crowd, you know what I mean, out there, if you got that fire, passionate crowd at Florida, then it's just any other stadium. You know what I mean? Like, it's Boston College at that point. Especially if you tell me you're going to give me, 40% Florida State fans. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, and again, like you said, early lead, that fan base quiet. Florida State gets loud. It's damn near home game. Again, I think from an X's and O's standpoint, I do think we do a lot of things that they don't like well. We a power football team. We get down here. If Mike don't get trigger happy, want to throw the football, and he decide, that same game plan against Miami. We coming at you. We running the football. When we not running, Jordan running it. When Jordan not running it, we giving it the war. And then we're gonna hit some play action plays off of that. Get Jakai Douglas out, throwing it to the running backs out in the on the wheel routes. If that's the offense, I think Florida struggles with that big time. And I think we get out to an early lead, and that's when you see the quit. But I agree with you. If you end up in a 10-3 game, it's halftime. 10-3 is a defensive battle. We stopping them. They stopping us. We struggling to score points or whatever it is, some turnovers. Then, Florida can get into it. Then the crowd get into it. Next thing you know, it's momentum. You know what I mean? And it's a lot of momentum or whatever. And then you're in a dogfight. In my opinion, I think FSU wins easy, which probably means they win close, because that's we usually be, whatever we think this team going to do, they're not. But one thing I do know is they're going to be passionate.
I pick it to win. I think they win. I think it's hard to break habits late in the season. Whatever you is at this point, this is what you is. You're not going to – zebra ain't going to change stripes. So.
Exactly.
So,
one of the things – Terrence said a good point. I like how they opened up the playbook more for Jordan. I don't know necessarily they've opened up the playbook more for Jordan, or Jordan has more comfortable with the playbook. Because I think Dillingham said maybe a week ago or 2 weeks ago, Dillingham said that I think it was against Miami. He said Jordan Travis audible 14 times. He changed the play 14 times. And I remember we would say, God, I've never seen a quarterback just run into run the play that's called regardless of what he sees on defense. Like, in other words, everybody can see that they blitz it right. The play is designed to go, like, you got to switch it up. Or you got to keep it, or you got to do something different. Now, we don't see that very often. He's identifying what the defense is doing. He's comfortable with the changes and being able to say, okay, this play was going here, but I think they're running this one. And then it's working out to be successful for him. So I think it's more Jordan being more comfortable with the playbook than they have necessarily opened it up more. Because it was too simple. You know what I mean? It was too simplistic. It was this: run this play, go out there and do it. Well, now I think as he's feeling more comfortable, and as Dillingham is, okay, well, hey, call this play. The ops. You know what if we got to run off of this or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, like, the parchment play against Miami, that was a hot route. You know what I mean? He was supposed to clear out, but Jordan Travis saw it and threw it open. He wasn't even supposed to get the ball. And that's what I mean. Like, that's a quarterback who's more comfortable in the offense that I know for a fact he didn't have early. And he didn't understand the playbook that well. And that's what I mean when I talk about next year getting into, you know,
eight, nine wins. That's what happened when you split in reps with a quarterback that can't play. Take you a longer time to develop all that type of stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, that's how that go. But, yeah, man, but we'll be back. I think I'm going to big game watch party Saturday. So I probably won't do an instant reaction Saturday.
Yeah, I'm going to be in South Carolina too, man. I doubt the same, man.
Yeah, so we probably won't do an instant reaction Saturday. Maybe I'll do something Sunday morning, though. So, man, y'all stay tuned for that, man. I appreciate you guys. Oh, I'm finna drop another So What's Next episode, podcast, whatever, on YouTube. Y'all please
check it out.
Watch it. Check it out. Subscribe to it. It's going to be on the same YouTube. So just like it or whatever, man. But I appreciate all you guys, man. This was great, man. Go Noles. I think we're going to finish strong in recruiting. So, I think we realistically finished with a top 10 class. And I feel good about that. So, man, you know, appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. Like the same, man. Go Noles. I think Florida State wins it big. Not really able to put a score on it. Rivalry games are pretty difficult to judge. But like Sam said, I think we get even closer. I think we get a lot more of these guys than what I think other people think. I do think Shadetree son actually does want to come to Florida State. I do think a win over Florida secures that, in my opinion. I think you got beat both rivals. You get to a bowl game. You got 14 extra practices. This game is really, really important for Mike, not just from a win-loss standpoint or whatever, but those extra practices, man, for Jordan Travis, I think are huge.
They need the extra practices.
Yeah, they're huge for Jordan Travis, some of your younger guys as well. So let's hope they get it done, man. And like I say, if we don't talk to y'all Saturday, we'll definitely talk to y'all Sunday sometime. So this is the Listen Up Podcast. We out.
You just heard the Listen Up Podcast. Yep.